It was another weaker session for the Australian share market. They're really struggling to push into positive territory. The ASX 200 closing out the day down around 19 points, or just shy of a third of 1% to 6,165. The materials certainly weighing most on our market today. There was a pullback in the price of iron ore, and that certainly weighed on our major miners. Fortescue really leading the losses, down close to 6.7%. BHP and Rio also down between 1 and 3%. What we saw was Vale, which is a large Brazilian producer, allowed to resume production at one of its mines in Brazil. That certainly puts certainly more supply onto the market. We did see some improvements coming through from our health and tech sectors as well, somewhat minimizing the losses on the market today. But if we look at the company side of things, a lot of the big moves were to the downside. So we had Nufarm today, which is a crop protection firm. They came out with first half results and they swung into a loss, and they really saw their business impacted by the severe droughts across the east coast of Australia, swinging into a loss of around $13 million. Eclipse, which is a fleet management firm, their share price slumped more than 55%, and that came on the back of a trading update. Profit for the first 5 months of FY19, about 42% lower than the same time last year, and that has now put into doubt the proposed merger between Eclipse and Macmillan Shakespeare. So certainly plenty to keep an eye on in terms of that stock. New Hope Coal announced its half-yearly results yesterday. It fell about 11%, down another 14% today. But on the plus side, we had Wattle Health Australia up more than 1%. They announced that they had finalised a supply agreement to sell their infant formula into China. The Aussie dollar also a little bit weaker today. We've seen a number of key events to come out tomorrow. Jobs data locally that can certainly move the needle when it comes to our currency. The Aussie dollar is buying 70.74 US cents.